This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The King of Beers is going to be non-alcoholic at the World Cup this year. Soccer's big tournament starts in November in Qatar, where alcohol is legal, but is restricted in public spaces like stadiums. So Budweiser's taken the opportunity to showcase its non-alcoholic offering, Budweiser Zero. The company, it seems, has big plans for no and low-alcohol products, wants to grow them from 6 to 20% of its global volume. In the next couple of years, Budweiser's global volume is obviously huge, so that 20% is a big number. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on how the non-alcohol market is changing.
You've got your non-alcoholic beers, craft ones now too, faux champagnes, mock mezcals, phony Negronis, and cute little single-serving bottles. I mean, when there's a New York Times wire-cutter guide, you know something's having a moment.
I tasted 69 non-alcoholic drinks. So there really is something for everyone.
Anna Perling wrote Wirecutter's Guide. She's now a reviews editor at Forbes Vetted. She was partial to Figlia Fiore, a bright red aperitif.
It is great and super tangy. I like it on its own with some ice or some seltzer.
At ZeroProofNation.com, Laura Silverman tracks the expanding bevy of non-alcoholic beverages, which weren't around when she quit drinking about 10 years ago.
At the time, it felt like my life was over. There was no social. There was no, like, you can't do anything in your 20s.
Now, she says, health-conscious young people are increasingly sober curious, and they're willing to spend on specialty drinks that help them celebrate or unwind, says Caleb Bryant, a beverage industry analyst with Mintel.
Consumers are wanting premium substitutes to alcohol, something that looks and maybe even tastes like an alcoholic beverage, but are a healthier alternative.
He says these brands could suffer if the economy slows and sends consumers looking for value. Club soda and lime, anyone? I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.